think it is a real joy and blessing, an honor and privilege to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are thankful for God's precious love. We appreciate His infinite wisdom, His understanding. And I said a multitude of times, I never get tired of talking about it. Having mercy upon a vile sinner such as myself, saving me from a burning hell. I don't have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell. He took my place. He bore my sins in His own body on the tree, the just for the unjust, the holy for the unholy, and the righteous for me as unrighteous. I'm glad to know that my righteousness were and is filthy rag in the sight of God. I'm no longer in my own righteousness. I'm clothed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. My sins are under His blood. He's already made me worthy, and I have access to God Almighty through the blood of His cross. I'm glad I'm saved this afternoon by the grace of God, kept by the power of God and sealed with the Holy Spirit of God unto the day of redemption. Most folk have a salvation, all right, but it's a lip service and a head knowledge and an empty heart. Their salvation is not enough to take them into heaven. They're going to wind up waking up when it's too late, lifting their eyes in a place of eternal torment where the fire will never be quenched, where the worm will never die, and the smoke of their torment will ascend up ever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night for them. And I don't want anybody to miss heaven. They don't have to. Jesus bore their sins in His own body on the tree. He died as a substitute, propitiation, and atonement for their sin. Nobody has to die in sin and go to hell. He took your place. If you'll come to Him just like you are, as a wretched, vile sinner, realizing you are a sinner, realize that you're without hope. You can't, of course, get to heaven except through His shed blood. You realize He died for you. God raised Him from the dead for you. Beloved, if you're repenting of sin, the real repentance means being sorrowful after a godly sort, being ashamed that you sinned against God and calling on God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. If you'll do that, God will save you just like you are. Will you live in earnest and sincere? Beloved, you want remission, forgiveness of your sins, and you're willing to give up yourself and sin and the world, everything therein, and you want Him above life itself. I promise you, He'll get alive in you, transform you, change you, quicken you, and make you alive and put you in newness of life. And I guarantee you, when it happens to you, old things will pass away, all things become new to you in your life. You won't want to run after all the religious cults and denominations and everything, and the motions of flesh, and everybody hooping and hollering, acting like a bunch of fools, and pretending to be something that they're not. God have mercy. They're blinded by the god of this world. They never had the light of the good news, the glorious gospel of Christ, to shine down, beloved, inside them. Their minds are blinded by religion, fictitious, phony, baloney, ungodly, hypocritical ways. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being real and sincere. We are living perilous, dangerous time. But the time when men, scoffers and mockers and ungodly men, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. We got men that are reprobate concerning the faith, men of corrupt mind, beloved. You're ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're out there. They're mockers, mock a mocking bird, imitators. They imitate the truth. They practice, beloved, real. They became real good at it and deceiving most of the folk because they don't want to really know the truth. And, of course, the flesh, the Bible said, men love darkness more than love light. They won't come to light lest their evil deeds be reproved. And they're so stinking flesh, loves to be praised and flattered and loves to be talked about and admired. Your flesh is corrupt. And, beloved, they're good at that. They know how to talk to you and how to get next to you, how to persuade you to get into your bank pocket and give you money. They're always preaching about the blessings of giving. God have mercy. And I'll tell you right up front what they're after. They're after your back pocket. They're evil. They're ungodly. They're vile. They're twice dead, puffed up by the roof. Beloved, they're going to be cast in the place of eternal torment and damnation in an unquenchable fire, where the fire is never going to go out, and the worm is never going to die, and the smoke of that torment will ascend up ever and ever. There'll be no less day nor night for all these vultures, these wolves, these dogs, beloved, wolves in sheep clothing, these dumb dogs that can't bark. All these buzzards and vultures, beloved, they know one another, they flock together, and they support one another in their evil efforts. They're multi-millionaire preachers. God have mercy. Not all of them's millionaires. We got a lot of them. Love it or not, millionaires, they themselves also are phony and fictitious. What an ungodly situation, beloved, they were living in. There's not many people around that's really real and sincere, and it's been saved by the grace of God, as in the God, Word of God entrusted on them, and preaching the truth. God have mercy. We're living in perilous times, dangerous times. We're living in times of hypocritical times, of pretense and apostasy. God have mercy. Men, He said, of corrupt minds. Their minds are corrupted, beloved. They're evil. They're reprobate concerning the faith. They're ever learning about the Bible, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. These people, beloved, are professionals. They're professional thieves. They're religious thieves. And, beloved, they're not asked about one thing, and that's, of course, fortune and fame, and they're looking forward to rob everybody that they can. God have mercy. And they're delighted in that. Beloved, they just snigger about those kind of things and laugh about those kind of things when nobody's around. They're just a bunch of stinking, godly, filthy dogs, beloved. They deserve what they're going to get. One day after a while, their eternal home is going to be burned in a place of eternal torment and damnation in an unquenchable fire where the fire is never going to go out, where the worm is never going to die, and the smoke of that torment will set up ever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. God have mercy on all these false buzzards and bums and vultures, beloved. It's flooded the so-called churches today. God have mercy. They made it a communion clubhouse, a playhouse. It's everything in the world, beloved, God's house. Jesus said, the Word of God said that Isaiah said, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. God have mercy. Turned it over to everything in the world, some kind of social order, beloved, and it's not any real preaching going on. God have mercy. Games and gimmicks and hot dog suppers and you name it, it's going on what's supposed to be churches. No wonder so many people turned away from going to church. They go there, they hear these bombs and vultures in the pulpit, and it does nothing for their soul, beloved, and it just turns them away. The few that are trying to seek something that's real, they see the people that's in the pews and in the church itself, and they see their lives at the church services, and the people that really want to get saved look at him and say, my God, if that's what it's all about, I certainly don't need nothing. I'm as good as they are. Yes, they are. They're just as good as they are, because both of them and all of us without Jesus is a dead in trespasses and sin. We're all vile and wretched. There's not a righteous man, not a just man, not a good man upon all the face of the earth. There's none that seeketh after God. No, not one. We're shapen iniquity and born in sin. We have the depraved, fallen, Adamic nature. And, beloved, you can't save yourself. Neither can you overcome the sin that's within inside of you. Oh, you can do better, all right, but you can't conquer sin. Sin's inside you, beloved, if you're unsaved. Not only in your flesh, but inside you. The devil himself has blinded your mind. You're overwhelmed. You're conquered by the god of this world. The devil himself, and, beloved, the Bible said he's blinded your mind. And of course, the only light, the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ is going to be able to shine unto you. So God has ordained the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. There's no real saving faith, no real Bible belief. There'll be no saving grace outside of genuine preaching sent down from heaven. You've got to hear the Word of God in order to know what you need to do to get saved. The Philippian jailer said, sirs, when Paul and Silas was beat for preaching the Word of God and casting out some demons out of a little woman, they were in prison there at maximum security, put down in inner prison there and had a great charge. And see, these men are not sedentary. And the jailer there, of course, went to sleep. But at night, at midnight, they were praying and praising God and really having a real meeting there in the inner prison. And, of course, God sent an earthquake and shook the very foundation of the prison there. Every door, every shackle, every chain fell off of every prisoner. Someone in the press of God comes on the scene to liberate every soul. The power gets strong enough to liberate every soul. All these men were liberated. And the jailer thought they kind of lied. He thought they'd all had escaped. He was about to take a sword and kill himself. And Paul said, sir, don't do yourself no harm. Because he came in, got a light, and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? But Paul said to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And that's not just believe on easy believism. Paul preached to him, told him a wonderful old story of love. The song said, tell it to me again. Yes, sir, I love that good old story of how the Lord Jesus Christ came from glory, and beloved, came down this sin-cursed world to give himself as a ransom for my sins. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin to me, and I might be made the righteousness of God in him. I'm glad I've been justified this afternoon, the Son of God Almighty, simply because of his blood being applied, the sin of my soul. I couldn't save myself. I couldn't help myself. He said, can an Ethiopian change his skin? Can a leper change his spots? Beloved, they've got that by birth, and there's nothing they can do about it. There's got to be a higher power, beloved, to bring you out of your sin. You can't deliver yourself from sin. You can't save yourself from sin. You can't work your way out of sin, beloved. You're a sinner. You're a sinner by birth. And sin, beloved, is in your members. You're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. So Jesus died for our sin. He that do no sin, that's Jesus, became sin for you and I. It might be made the righteousness God in Him. If you expect to get to heaven, you'll have to be justified. Your sins will have to be placed under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to experience the new birth. It took a birth to get you in this world. That was a fleshly birth, the water birth. And beloved, you've got to experience a second birth. That's a spiritual birth. You've got to be born again. God said, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, surely, surely, I say unto you that except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said unto you, you must be born again." Beloved, that's a water birth, a fleshly birth. That's the first birth that got you here. And he said, now you've got to be born a second time. That's a spiritual birth. You've got to be born of God's divine nature. God's Spirit's got to be born in your heart. And before it ever happens, beloved, before ever it can happen, you've got to be willing and want Him above life itself. He will never force His way in anybody's soul, beloved. He's got to be invited. He's got to be completely wanted. You've got to seek Him with a whole heart. We're not talking about the muscle that pumps the blood. We're talking about the heart of you, the very depth of soul of you, beloved, inside your soul. Where your soul is inside the body, where your spirit's inside the soul. The real you, the eternal you, the immortal you, the spiritual you, beloved, at its house, and of course inside that body. It's got to cry out to God. Psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that's within me, bless His holy name." Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, my spirit doth rejoice in God my Savior." The living part about you, beloved, is the soul and the spirit housed in the body. This old house, beloved, is body of clay. It's going to deteriorate one day after a while. When we're dying, the spirit and the soul gets out. The body is going to come back, go back to the dust whence it came. But your immortal spirit, beloved, and your soul is going to either go to heaven or hell. There's no middle ground, beloved. Either you're saved by the grace of God or you're still dead in trespasses and sin. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter number 2, "Ye he were dead, praise God, I'm no longer dead, and you had to quicken." And thus he said, "You that were dead in trespasses and sin, you had to quicken and made alive." I'm glad, thank God, I've got eternal life abiding inside of me. No, sir, I'm no longer the same old man that I used to be 39 wonderful years ago when I couldn't help myself, when I was blinded and defeated by the God of this world. I was overwhelmed with sin. Beloved, I was conquered by Satan himself. But I'm glad the Liberator came, praise God. The power of God came and liberated me from my sin. The Bible said it is the power of God made unto salvation. Everyone that believed it, praise God. I believe when the power fell on me, beloved, and it cleansed me, forgave me, He helped me, He made a brand new man out of me. And thank God for the 39 wonderful years I've been walking in newness of life. And you can too. It's simple. For by grace are you saved, through faith in that, not of yourself. The gift of God, the Scripture said, not of works, lest any man should boast. You're saved by His marvelous, amazing grace. If you want to go to heaven, you've got to get in through the new birth. Outside that, you've got no hope. See, my time just about gone. Now write to us, pray for us. God bless you, is our prayer in His name. Amen.